Rishami Pei Adaf Yud Gimel. The Gemara continues to find us another source where we see which things that grow are Mechuyev and Peya. Besides the things that we know that Torah tells us, has to fit for a criteria, as the Mishnah said, five different things in order to be considered Mechuyev Peya. We included trees and zeisim and olives. Where did we see that? So the Gemara brought one pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to try for different sources where we see it from. Says the Gemara, is the boy Nishtat Menhacha? Here, those who want to learn, Peya comes from a different source. From where? The pasuk says, Kisifsa Karmacha. When you harvest your vineyard, so there the Torah tells us you should not go ahead and take off the rest. Los Ola Akarecha Legale Yasam Amana. You should not go ahead and take everything away, but leave some things behind you. Don't clean everything away, and make sure that when you take the things, you sweep up what you dropped, but rather you should not do that and leave it there for the Yasoimim and the Almanos to come to collect it. So therefore, I think I said, therefore, that's what the Pasuk tells us. It tells us this halacha that you, a person's kerem, a vineyard, is obligated in mitzvah peah, because it says clearly in the Pasuk, Yisifso karmecha, loisa oila akarecha. It wasn't a question where we see it from. Where do you see that referring to in this Pasuk? Where do we see that in the Pasuk that we can pay it? So it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. So when it says Amarav Yoyna said that we have in the Pasuk, it says Lo Tadakde. The Pasuk says, when it says Lo Sa'ilel Akareka, so it says Lo Tadakde, which means you should not be, that's what it means, Lo Tadakde. Don't be Medakde, don't be exact in taking sure that everything goes. So when you, whatever you harvest is taken out. Don't be exact, don't be Medakde, that it should all be taken out. So we see that's the lashon. We see therefore that refers to peya. Gemara says therefore what? Gemara says kagon de tama loy lalama. As we learned, and where do we see that? That's what it means. That lo sa'il means don't be exact lo to dakde. But we have a similar word in the pasuk in eicha. And eicha, the pasuk tells us this loy lalama that you should go ahead and you be punished them exactly. So what is it referring to? It refers to the navi Yirmiyahu tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's done Klal Yisrael, and it looks at them at every single thing, Mikatron Vad Gadol, to see that they, and punishes them for whatever avera that they did. So too, he's telling them, go ahead, same thing, be exact in your punishment of the enemies of Klal Yisrael, those who are Klal Yisrael's enemies, that destroy the Beis HaMikdash, make sure that you punish them for everything that they do, big or small. Don't make a difference. So we see the same idea, just like by there, the Lashon is a legal payment, so don't forget to go to take the medakde. So too over here, the same idea that it means the medakde as well, that people don't medakde, take everything away, leave something over there. They clean up it, that's what the Rebbe Marie Fold explains. The moment medakde, exactly, take everything that you harvested, leave a corner, and that would be sufficient for peya. So therefore, the Torah is telling you, see clearly that chi of peya has to be left from this pasuk. So the Gemara says, but you have another pasuk. We have a similar idea as well. Kisakva tezekel. Gabay olives, it says kisakva. When you go ahead and you beat your olives, the Gemara says, the same idea, the Torah tells us, you should not leave lo tefoyer akarecha legel yosem al money you. When you go ahead and you beat your olive trees and you bring down to take the olives out, so then, lo sefoyer, don't be sefoyer to take everything and leave behind you. Leave things for the aniyim. So again, the same idea we want to learn, that it refers to the din of peya, that is telling you that same lashon of lo sakvutin says. Therefore, says the Marifulda explains lo sito tefarto. Don't take the beauty of it. Vein peos and tefaris another rush. It's the nicest part. The Kodesh, the Tiferes, in other words, just like the peos on the top of the head, the sideburns of a person, the peos is the most beautiful part of the head. So, Akanabe, Karilei, Peot, we call it Peot Tiferes. So, the idea, same idea, the Lashon of Los, the Torah uses, Los Safa'er, is referring to this Lashon as well, before that it's a, leave over the beauty of it, don't take all the stuff away, leave something for the Aniyim. The Torah says, we see it from the same idea, of Los Alas Pesanecha, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, where we see the Lushan from. Where do we see that Lushan? It means Pe'er. So the Gemara says, Machmana, where do we see that from this Pasuk? Where do we see it refers to Pe'er? Rabbi Yoyin knows that Kiva Baz Rashaykh, in the same Lashon, Pa'ad, don't cut off, Pa'as, the corner of your heads. Again, Pa'as is the same idea, the beauty of the corner of the head. The Pa'os is where it's the most beautiful part. So Mela, therefore, just like over there, you can't take your beard, the hair on the head, where the Torah says you put a part set to five places where you can't touch. That's considered the pear. So just like over there, you can't take the same idea, but don't take the corners, don't take everything away. Leave it. Leave this part. This is the same idea that we learn by Zaysim, that the Torah uses the same thing over here. The Lashon of that it should be able to take Shmas, but no, it should not take this away. So this is the Gemara by Peya, and we're going to see why we have to have two psukim. So now we have a pasuk by Peya. Because it says over there, by the Rashmi Salu explains the pasuk of Skifa Pas Rishkem. It should say Losikifu Losito. It doesn't say Losito. It said Losikifu. So again, the same idea telling you, don't take the partet, don't take the most beautiful part. And therefore, the same thing of Peya, don't take the beautiful part. Leave part of the thing for the Zaysim, the part of the olives that fell off. Leave them for the Aniyim, don't take them away. So therefore, that's what we see in the Drasha. So we have two psukim, both by Zayas and by that talks about the din of Peya. And the same idea that we talk about in the din of Karmecha, of the by Kerem, also the din of leave it over. As the Torah said, Lo Sa'ila, we said Lo Sadakti. So the Gemara wants to know what we need both psukim for. The Zayas and Kerem together, that they have a rule, that just like these two, they have klikot, and they have the same similarity. So what's the similarity? Just look at epos. When you collect them, take the whole thing. You don't leave things on. When you harvest it, you take them all for one time. One of the criterions, or michnas and lakiyam. And when you can put it in, they last a long time. You could store them. They're not something that we said, one of the requirements we said earlier, that has to be able to be mekuyam. It should last. It's not something that, like vegetables, which you can't keep. They rot. They spoil. So that would be part of impeya. Therefore, chayav impeya. So to all other things, all other species that have the same idea, these two aspects, when you harvest them, you do it at one time, and you bring them to Kiyam, it has a permanence to it. Therefore, the same thing as well. So Rosh Hashanah brings down very important that the Mishnah, we started talking about the Mishnah, that said that there are five criteria. Ochel has to be this, the ochel that it has to come from the ground, that it should be has roots in the ground. And these are, the Mishnah is only telling you now, the Gemara is only telling you the two similarities. What about the other things that the Mishnah gave the other five? Why aren't they included in things as well for the all five? Why only Dafki two? So the Rishmi Slow brings down beautifully, Hadlo Nokad Elahani Trey, only mentioned the last two of the Mishnah. Because the first three things that the Mishnah lists, which is Oichel, number one is Nishmar, it's Meshomer, it's not Hefker, and also grows from the ground, doesn't grow from the air or from the rain. It grows from the roots in the ground. Those are the three criteria for the Urut B'chui of Meiser as well. These last two criteria of Machnisu Lakiyam and the Kadosh and Ka'akas are nothing to do with Meiser, only a Din and Peya. So the Gemara is only discussing that Lakas and Peya. These two have the requirements of Peya, therefore all other ones that have the same thing. But in Akanami, the other three requirements that the Mishnah mentions are of course included as well, but those things are things that are Chiyav also in Meiser, also what makes the termination of Chiyav Meiser, therefore we're only talking about the things specifically to the conversation, discussion about Peya itself. But those things would be clearly, Rosh Mishlo says, will be included as well. Now, if you have two, what do you have to have both? You might as well give me your cousin, your cousin, 1 second. First, you have a Shaila. There are two things about Zayas and Kerem different than all other things. There, what do these two have? The Mechuyiv and Bikurim and Chayiv and Peya. The Chayiv and Peya and Bikurim. So I'll tell you, maybe after Lashon Chayiv and Bikurim and Chayiv and Peya. So maybe, therefore, you can learn out anything that has, like Zayas, you learn out from Kerem and Zayas, that anything that they have these two things, these two requirements, Bakis and Lakiyam, and the Kedosh and Ke'elkar should be included in Mechuyiv and Peya. No, these two have another similarity that the Mechuyiv and Bikurim. So maybe only things that have a that are obligated in Bikurim, those are the things that are Mechuyiv. But things that are not Mechuyiv and Bikurim, as the Gemara is going to explain, maybe they're not included. Maybe there's no din. So if you learn out from over here about these two cases, maybe anything else doesn't have a Chiyiv Bikurim would not be included. The Gemara said, no, Tamil Laima, Torah says, Ksircha. The Torah therefore says, Ksircha, the things that you cut off, if you look Ksircha, always give it a doichen, even harvest of rice or millet or these things as well, even though there's no din bikurim over here, Taurus's Katsircha would be included as well, as long as they have the criteria that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the five criteria, they would be included to include in the halachas of Zayas and Kerem that they have a chi of Peya. So Memela, therefore, things that are not, because they include, the Katsircha includes them. But in Akanami, even though they're no chi of Bikurim, the Katsircha would be include them in the halachas of Peya. And it would be included, even though they don't have this aspect of Bikurim that Zayas and Kerem has. So the Gemara, Yom Zayas, Yom Kerem. So good. So now that we have these two sources, what do you mean both for? Well, in Pasuk it says by Zayas, it's a Losoilel. In the other place it says by Kerem. What do you mean both for? Yom Zayas and Kerem. Tell the Pasuk by Zayas, Yom tells by Kerem. I'll know with everything else. It's the same aloha. I'll learn out from there. The Gemara says, no, you learn Mazayas, only says Zayas, not Kerem. I saw Mazayas, should put them in our Peret, five Apeya. Zayas is something unique, it's Potif and Peret, and therefore, that's where you chayav Apeya. If Potif and Peret, what we look is, we know that when something goes ahead, that the, when something goes ahead, is a Peret which comes out, which means that it's, the look would be where it would be Mechuyev. For Peret, maybe that's why there's a chi of is Potif and Peya. That's since you're Potif and Keret, that's why you have a chi of Peya. But where you're chi of a Peret, like Keret, maybe lo yechi. Maybe then it wouldn't be chi of Peya. Maybe to make you pay both, we don't do that. So now look, as again, Peret, we know that something detached. You have grapes, you're taking off the grapes, and some grapes fell off the cluster. So the Peret that fell off the cluster of it, the fallen of things that fell off the cluster of grapes that you're harvesting, you're supposed to leave on the ground for the neighbor to take. So maybe, maybe Zayas, which doesn't have a din peret, there's a chi of peya. But Kerem, which has already a chi of peret, maybe there's no din. We also don't penalize them and also say you should have to give pay as well. They have a Torah to tell you, no, that has to be dev Kerem. And Kerem as well is included in peya, even though it also has a din of peret. But even though my Kerem only had Kerem of Zayas, maybe also what I need then, Zayas? Well, learn out from Kerem. I'll tell you, no. Kerem should have a pay, but have a pay. Zayas should put him in Kerem, put pay. Without, maybe I'll tell you, it's the same halacha. That since Kerem is Mechuyev in Peret, it's also Mechuyev in Peya. But something which has no Chi of Peret, like Zayas, maybe there's no Chi of Peya either. If a Torah has to tell you, Tzorach Shem Zayas, Tzorach Shem Kerem, we have to tell us both Zayas and Kerem as the prototype of two things that are similar, that both of them have a din of Chi of Peya. And therefore, all other ones that are like these that fill the two requirements, the two are actually the five requirements that it's as goes lakiyum, you could store them, and it's also that it's a that it also has the factors that we said that it's the machlisu lakiyum and also the kitzos akos you harvested at one time. All those things itself would be included in the chi of a peya. And we need both of them to tell you not to specify there's one difference between Zayas and Peya, and therefore, and Kerem, and therefore, halachas applies to all the other ones as well. Continues then, we're just finished saying, we learn out to all the other trees that are required in Peya as well. We learned it out of Zayas and Kerem, and we need both, and more just explain both psukim, because since one has a din of Peret, and the other one does not, so we would not be able to learn one from the other. So therefore, we need both of them to learn out all the trees. So the Gemara then follows with the following question. Yotza Zayas. Zayas was singled out because tell us that why did Yechiv Peya, even though there's no Din Peret, Lima Al-Kol and Hashavah. We learn all the other trees. All other trees are also Mechiv and Peya, just like for them as well. Just like the Zayas is Mechiv, even though there's no Din Peret. Only Peret is only Nogea to Kerem. So therefore, all of the trees are the same halacha that we include the chi of peya. Frank the Gemara, yatsa kerem. Since lima al kolinos peral atzma peya, because sheyem she yatsa zayas lima al kolinos peya kach yatsa kerem lima al kolinos prat. I said, wait. If you tell me just like that, we learn out all the trees from Zayas, that Zayas has no din peret and yet has a din peya, and therefore all other trees have a din of peya as well. So let's learn out the same thing a second limud that just like kerem has a din of peya and also a din of peret. So therefore, all the other trees also have a din of peret. Why don't we learn out the same thing? Once learning out of these two, a binyan av to all the other trees, learn from them. So by two sources, why don't we learn out the din of peret from there as well? So my rabbi ben davar shoshav l'shneim alami. The only learn out something that applies to both of them, since peya applies the chi of peya is both zayas and kerem. Then you can learn out to the other trees. However, Doshainu Shabish name, but Peret, which is only Nogea to Kerem, not Nogea to Zayas, therefore you couldn't learn how to can use the Binyan Av to learn out all the other trees as well. Because then you learn out all from one, not from the other. If you have two sources, so the Binyan Av from both of them, tell you can learn out to all the other trees as well, same halacha. But being that Peret is only dinner in one, not the other, you can learn out this halacha Peret for all the other Ilanos, because then the whole is a kasar and the Binyan Av falls apart. You don't have a binyan av, and therefore it doesn't apply. There's a tremendous machlekes rishonim, and they all discuss barichas here, Bavli, particularly where the sugya is discussion whether the halakha of all other trees, we mentioned this when we learned the first Mishnah, whether the other trees that have a din of peya is a din the raisa of the rabban and dikadin. So many rishonim learn, as we had earlier in the Mishnah, that just like we learn out peya, we learn out from Zayas din of peya. Then it applies to the din of peya, but everything has a chi of peya in the Mishnah, all the ilanos and the karim, etc., all have a din, equally din peya daraisa, like the dagon teirosh with yitzar as well. And then the other rishonim say no, that they're, many of the Bali Tosas learn that it's only dagon teirosh with yitzar is a daraisa. All the other things are abundant. Either Mer brings up sukim now, binyan av, to karim and to zayas, etc., that's only a darabun, it's a asmakta. As the Rashmi Salu says on the Mishnah, it's only on Asmakta, but really Be'etzem, it doesn't apply. It is no Dirabbah, not a Deraisa. And many of the Rishonim learn this way, and there are some Rishonim actually want to learn. That's that Machlek is Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli learns it's Rabbanan, and the Yerushalmi from the Gemara we just learned, Taka learning, and it's Deraisa based upon the fact we learn from Zayas and Kerem. Abinyanav is a Deraisa Dika Limud, and therefore would be one of the Yukim Amidos third addresses by him. And if it would be a taka be a din daraisa, well, the Bavli, someone will learn that's a derabbanan. So we have it, Machlokes, the halacha, and the Rambam, and the others all get into this sugya of how, or what the halacha of pay is, like a be din daraisa. We will come back to this later in the Mishnayos, and a few blocks from now, we'll see the basis of the source of the raya, where we could say maybe it's a derabbanan, not a daraisa. We'll come back to that in a few days. Gemara says, I'll get Rabbi Yishmael, but now Gemara is a kasha. So basically, we're saying that look, we're going to have a binyan av, that all the other trees require a din of peya. Gemara says, 1 second, that's all that Rabbi Yishmael, Nika. That's according to Rabbi Yishmael, who learns out that we learn out a din of peya from Kerem, the drasha. Rabbi Yishmael Darish called Rav Shubichlal. Anything that's included in the general category, in the klal, yatsun in the klal. It's one of our new halacha, nekamana klal. It's uprooted from the original klal. And therefore, you can raise a kedusha, and you can therefore learn out separate halacha. There's a tzoruch shem of peya b'kerem. You have to say peya b'kerem to tell you that it's a unique halacha, because since it's exclusive halacha, it's a cloud that's separated. You learn out a new halacha. You can't go ahead and learn from the original halacha. It's a separate din. You would never be able to tie peya in from Zayas or other sources, because once the Torah singles it out, it's a separated kontra v'yishmol. It's a nedreshes mehem. It's a separate halacha. You can't learn out connected to the original source of the halacha. Al Daiti Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, disagrees with Rav Yishmael in the Yud Gimel Amidah to Tobi Dreshes Bam. And he says, halacha, you do connect back to the original halacha. So Mimela, therefore, what are we back to the Kasha? In an Amram, we will tell us the same halacha, Arei Beklolo, Arei Yubi Chedusho, Lo Avi Dan Zemna, Pei Bekerim, you don't have to tell us Pei Bekerim, because we can go back to it. The famous Machlokas of Yishmael and Rabbanon, then we have it there, Binyan Av, do we go back? Can we go back, tie it back to the original source of the halacha of Peya? So according to Rav Yishmael, you can't, because once you single out Kerem, maybe you can't connect to the original halacha of Peret, of Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzah, and therefore you have to have a separate pasuk, a separate limud, a binyan av to separate halacha. And a separate halacha, therefore, tells you have to have a separate reason why the Torah tells you Kerem. But according to Rabbanan, that you do go back, you can learn out from the original source of the halacha, so then back to the kasha, why could Rabbanan, you have to have a separate mitzvah of Peya, Torah telling you halacha of Peya by Kerem, we would know it anyway. Why did Torah have to tell you that? So the Gemara says, Amar Avin, if you only had Kerem, Havi Avin Makshit. The question would be true. If you only had Kerem alone, then the question would be valid according to Rabbanan. Why do you, in the Bola Chedusho, then what do you need the Pasuk of Kerem, of Peya by Kerem for? Because we already know it. We'll know it from the source. So then now it could be according to Rabbanan. I don't need the Pasuk. The question would be valid. But after Yotza Kerem Zayah, now that we also have by Kerem, we single out, and we sell Kerem as a separate halacha, and therefore, Elon of Zayas. Lona Makaran, Aisoma Zayas, you put them in a pair to have a pair of them. But therefore, the Kerem should have paid you, put them in a pair. Torah tell you both, the male wants to tell you both of them. So then, even according to the Chachamim, when the Torah tells you to pay, you have to tell us. Because since why? If there's only one source, And he wouldn't have a separate pasuk by Zayas, but only tell us the halacha of Peah by Dagon Yitzhar Shirash for Yitzhar. Only by over there, and therefore I have to learn it all over. Then Yanachram, contra Rabbani, you wouldn't need a pasuk by there, because I know it's more case over there. Why should it be any different? However, once the Torah tells you halacha of Parat by Kerem, it singles it out. So basically there, the halacha would be again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to have a pasuk now, because the Torah singled out that you can't connect back to the original source. But according to Rabbanan, you can't connect back to the original source. That's where the Rabbanan argued Rabbi Shmuel, or turned to Rabbi Shmuel. However, but once the Torah singles out Zayas again, also for the din of Peah. So now you can't serve, but even according to Rabbanan, it's good. You don't have to have the you don't have to have a pasuk by Kerem. You need to tell us that, a special pasuk. Because since now there are two sources that tell us, the Torah tells us by Peah differently. So you can't say Kerem is the same halacha of all the other ones. No, you got to single out the Peah because you see Zayas is Peah. Maybe Dafka Zayas no place else. And Kerem not Kerem from Zayas, we already explained, because Zayas has no din parah than Kerem does. Therefore, the Torah has to tell you by Kerem, the halacha of Peah, even according to Rabbanan, the Torah would single out the halacha. You need to know there's a chi of Peah, just like by Zayas is a chi of Peah, you kill on one from the other, it'll be the same thing over here as well. The Gemara just says, Gemara has a side question, a side halacha. We know what halacha is, that by halacha, when a person goes ahead, and you have a, by katsid, just like we said, halacha is by giving aniyim. It has to come from something that's, that you harvest, and it's also something that's, nor to be anything that's harvested at one time, is a chiyav peya, a ma'apoyel kach. May I'll tell you the same halacha by poyel. We know the halacha is that a worker that works the field, the halacha Torah allows him to go ahead and eat from, while he's gleaning the field, while he's working the field, we allow him to go in and eat. And eat from the field. Eat from things that he gathers together. He'll let it go ahead and eat while he's working. One second. Maybe I'll tell you, just like over there, the requirement for Peah is what? To give aniyim. Has to be something that you harvest and something that you collect in one time. And yet you'll leave on the field. So maybe I'll tell you the same aloka. Just like we allow a worker, which is considered like an ani, to eat while he's working. Maybe I'll tell you only you're allowed to eat. Only things that are the same criteria. Dov shikasam akas, the sky for Peah. Just like the things that are requirement for Peah to be the same requirement for aloka of a poyel. You can't say that. It's very different. Why? It's very different. Why? The ksiv, katafta melios b'yadecha. The top by work, it says, what you pluck with your hands. I feel b'davash ainu looking. Even something that's not given over, something that's just eaten shas maisa. You eat right away after you pick it. After you harvest it, right after you pull it out, you eat it. So you see the Torah says, I feel b'davash ainu likayan. So the Torah specifically saying it can't be that. So you can't go ahead and bakasha that therefore maybe the requirement for in order to allow a poel to eat should be the same halacha as allowing an ani to come for peah. Has to be latim, something like the last. And the Torah specifically says not like that. And the Torah specifically excludes it, therefore you can't make the requirement. And therefore the worker is allowed to eat if something, even something that's not even peah, but still he's allowed to eat from because the Torah singles it out specifically to allow him to take the butt take from.